Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. On the street day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the street telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole.
Like impossibility. Amen, amen, amen. God is just so good. Ah, I think we, amen, we're going to just go back a little bit. And I think I was muted, but that's okay. God is just so good. We're going to, I'll give my prayer again. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me to turn you. Help me to turn to you, Father, for change. As I begin to change my behavior, I ask that you help me think about this. Through your eyes and your love, help me to process my thoughts and your desire. Also, please help me to turn to you for help and awaken me to your presence and depth of love. Once again, this day is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. This is your host, Elder QT Docs. And I'm coming to you very excited, very jubilant. I'm just here just to proclaim his name. Amen. Then we're going to talk about change. How we can make a change in our life. You're going to make a change. God is going to change your story. We're talking about your story. We all have a story to tell. God is going to change your story. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be coming out of 2 Kings 25, 27 through 30. God is a changer of story. Amen. It does not matter how difficult a situation is. With God, things change for better. Your story will change as you trust God and look to him, who is the author and finisher of your faith. God is going to change your story. He's going to change your story like he changed my story. But you have to allow God to come into your heart. You have to surrender all for him to change your story. There's 7 points I'm just going to point out. The first one is, there is no situation God cannot change. No sickness God cannot heal. No sinner God cannot save. And no circumstances God cannot change. Second is, in the dictionary of God, there is nothing like impossibility. There's nothing that God cannot do. You have to trust in him. You have to extend your reach and say, Lord, help me. When God appears in your battlefront, amen, that will be the end of the battle. Because he is before you. Amen. That's number three. God is before you. He's in the battle all the time with you. But you have to trust him. You got to trust. Come on now. Come on. No matter. Number four said, no matter the strength of the opposition. One word from God can scatter your opposition. You look at David. Just opposition was just overwhelming, but David overcame. Number five, there is no situation in life that God has not handled before. What you are going through is common, and there's always a way of escape. Amen. God is going to change your story. He's going to change your story. When you get to your wits, when you're at the end of your rope, amen. Number six, when you're at the end of your rope, a place of hopelessness, that is where God sets in. Ain't that the truth? God is going to change your story. I'm telling you, God is going to change your story. My brothers and sisters, my saints, God is going to change your story. You got to give him that chance to change your story. Amen. And God, the last God, is a story changer. God is awesome. He has the history. I mean, it precedes him. Your Bible tells you all the changes that God has done. God will change your story. Amen. God is a story changer. God is a story changer. God is going to change your story. Amen. Now, before God changes your story, you have to do something also. Number one is, do you believe in a change? Do you believe in the change? Two is, do you believe people can change? And three is, do you believe you can change? I mean, you have to have that faith of a mustard seed to know that if you want to change, if you want to change from rags to riches, if you want to change from the drugs to sobriety, from alcohol to sobriety, if you want to change your story, if you want to change from being a criminal to becoming an upstanding citizen in society, if you want to change your story, it's going to change your story if you allow him to. Amen. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that me, will not grow weary and lose heart. That's in Hebrews 12:1-3. Amen. God is the author of our story, and therefore he is the one who can change. And that scripture we just read says that no one can run the race that God marks out for them without first being set free from sin. Amen. God is going to change your story. God is just so good. God to change our story, we got to get rid of some of this baggage we have. And I look at baggage as being, the three enemies of our life and that needs to be changed, such as first one is pride. Pride. And in Obadiah, it says, you have been deceived by your own pride because you live in a rock fortress and make your home high in the mountains. Who can ever reach us way here? You ask boastfully. That's it, Obadiah. I mean, pride creates an identity crisis. There is a battle between who you think you are and what the Bible teaches you are. Pride makes us think we are able to do things by ourselves, like change ourselves and resist temptation by ourselves. No, we cannot do it by ourselves. And you know that, and I know that. And if you don't know that, you're fooling yourself. As a result, we get stuck in a standstill. We stagnated. We can't move. We can't actually change. We cannot actually change. And we feel frustrated. Have you seen so many people that sometimes they try to do it by themselves? They think they know it all. They don't want to ask for help. They don't want to accept anything. That's pride. That's pride what's keeping them down. Amen. God is going to change your story. God is going to change your story. So what is the solution to pride? Listen, there's another scripture that could probably help you out. That's in Romans 12:3. It says, God has given me a special gift. And that is why I have something to say to each one of you. Don't think that you are better than you really are. You must see yourself just as you are. Decide what you are by the faith God has given each of us. So what it's saying is be proud of who you are. Don't let pride stand in your way. Don't think you're too good to beg, because, we're just one foot in and one foot out, from the grave. One foot in and one foot out from being an addict. One foot in and one foot out from being an alcoholic. One foot in and one foot out for just going to being in prison. Don't let pride stand in your way. Before you can experience a change, you have to admit the truth of who you really are. Know your identity. Pastor and Prophet Teresa the Dox was talking about that in one of her session on Wednesday about knowing your identity. Because when you don't know your identity, you are lost. You are lost. You grab for anything. You follow anyone. Know your identity. Know who you really are in Christ. Be anchored. Be so anchored that where you can't be moved. Study the word. And this doesn't have to be discouraging, is what I'm telling you. The more honest you are with yourself, the more you can be grateful for how much faith God has in you. Know who you are. Know who you are. Stand up. Don't bend over. Don't hunch your back. You don't be Quasimodo. Stand up straight. and let God walk your path. Amen. Number two is bitterness. In Hebrews 12:15, it says, look after each other so that none of you fails to receive this grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Don't let bitterness get in the way. Bitterness is trouble, and it will corrupt your faith. We see that today in our political climate. The corruption, the bitterness, the lying, the deceitfulness. Amen. Don't let bitterness stand in your way of letting God change your story. Because if you let bitterness stand in your way, God can't change your story. You know, you want God to forgive so God can forgive you. If you have bitterness in any area of your heart, you will be consumed with what can't happen instead of what can. You won't be able to have faith that God can rewrite for you. You won't be able to have faith that God can change your story. You have to get rid of that bitterness. You have to have a heart not of stone. You can't have a heart of stone. Bitterness, we don't need that. Amen. Come on now. I'm talking to you. And three is unbelief. Oh my God. Mark says in 6:5-6, unbelief, he said, and because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Six, and he was amazed at their unbelief. This is what I'm talking about. Unbelief. You have to be a believer. You have to be a believer in yourself. You have to be a believer in God, knowing that God can change your story. Knowing that God can change your story. Amen. Let God change your story. Jesus actually couldn't do any miracles among people who were unbelieving. If you have unbelief in your heart, God actually can't help you. He can't help you change your story. He can't rewrite your past if you're not forgetting it, if you're not believing that it can be done. What areas of unbelief do you need to deal with in your relationship with God? Yeah, I know sometimes we blame God, but that's okay. But don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. Amen. Are you a blamer? Are you a blamer? Because we do blame God for things. Are you a blamer? So how do you know? And how do we know that these three sins are controlling your life? You become a blamer. Everything is someone else's fault, as we see today in this political climate once again. It's always somebody else's fault. No one's taking the responsibility. Oh, yeah. It was China. It was Iran. It was always somebody else. But your approach, you will become a blamer. You approach life with a victim mentality instead of taking ownership and responsibility for your own action. It's your choice. God gave us a choice. Blaming someone feels easier in the moment. But to have a change, we have to learn to take responsibility for our own choices. We can no longer blame other people or our circumstances for why we are the way we are. We can't always control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond. You know, I can recall some years ago growing up, you know, I see all the changes in the civil rights, you know, era and the way change is going by. And back in my days, you know, you could drop out of school and at 16 and get a job at the mill or at the auto plants. You know, you can make some good money. And then when things start to change, when auto plants start to requesting more than a dropout education, then we're going to start blaming people for our problems. You know, we cannot do that. We take our own responsibility. Go back to school. Learn a trade. Do something. Stop pointing the finger at someone else when you have control, when you can respond to what is around you. It's how you respond, how you control your action is going to make a difference on the other end. I know we have some bad cops. We have some bad teachers. We have some bad doctors, bad lawyers. But how you respond to that, when you get stopped by the cops, don't get haughty. Don't think you know it all. Because number one is the authority he has. Even though he might be wrong, he still has the authority. So control your tongue. Control what happens around you so you can live to see another day. So you can walk to see another day. So you can talk to see another day. How do you respond to challenges? That's something we must learn how to do. Amen. Change your story. How much can I express to you? Change your story. I mean, your head is big enough. Just change your story. We need that. I'm going to take a pause for the cause. I want you to listen to this song. Let it resonate in your spirit. Let's change your story. It's time to change your story. This is 2020. Let's change our story. Amen. Allow God to enter into our hearts so he can change your story. No matter what it is, drugs, alcohol, committing crimes, being a criminal, God can change your story. There's a lot of criminals. We do a lot of wrong things, but God changed our stories. Let him bring it to you. Let God change your story. Amen. Come on now. Come on. Let God change your story. Come on. Come on. Come on in, as they say. Come on in. Come on in. Let God change your story. You know, Abraham allowed God to change his story. In order to truly appreciate and respect Abraham's story, think about something you've been waiting for. Think about it. Something you've been waiting a long time for. Amen. Allow God to change your story. God is just so good. And, you know, at different stages, you know, we know Abraham waited a long time in his life. So, you know, he's waited. And at the right time, you know, Abraham, you know, wanted a child, and he waited for the right guy or the right girl, or you might have waited for the right baby to foster or to adopt, or the right job or the right promotion or any other number of things that you waited for. You know, you waited, and he's saying, God, you know, when are you going to change my story? I'm waiting on a wife. I'm waiting on this promotion. I'm doing my best. And God, where are you? You know, are you going to change my story? But Abraham waited. He waited. He was 75 for God to promise him a child, 75 years old, and then 25 more years for the baby to be born after God told him he would have one. Now, that's a long time to wait. I wonder if you can wait 100 years to have a baby. Amen. Tell me about it. Come on now. Come on. I doubt it. Some of you can't wait 16 years. But however, let God change your story. That's a lot of waiting for Abraham to remain faithful. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to remain faithful. It might look like, you know, 6 months is a long time, you know. It might look like a year is a long time. But if we allow God to change our story, it's going to be all right. Let God change your story. You know, we said, look, I had cancer. I had this sickness. I had that sickness. But hold on. Let God change your story. He will make it right for you. Your trust has to be in God. Amen. What happened to us when we wait for a long time? We often get bitter, proud, and unbelieving instead of remaining faithful like Abraham did. Let God change your story. Let's take it from Abraham. Amen. In Genesis 15, 1 and 6, it says, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars. If you can count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. Amen. And I'm trying to tell you, you have to wait. You have to have trust. You have to believe. I know if you waited for your promotion, if you waited for a wife, if you waited for a house, if you waited for things that you've been wanting for a long time, and you might get bitter. Somebody, how did he get that? You know, maybe I can go out and do that. How did she get that? Maybe I will go out and do that. But they probably, not all the time, it could have obtained it through ill gains. Amen? And we don't need to follow that because we see someone else with something and now we say, man, I've been doing right. How come he or she got that? And I've been trying to get that for 2 years now. But let God change your story. Don't you try to change your story, because when you change your story, you know, some of us are, We got two left foot anyway. We're gonna nine times out of ten, we're gonna trip. We're gonna fall. You know, we might have that fear. We have to, you know, admit it, that Abraham was afraid that he wouldn't get what he really wanted. Instead, stuffing the inside and pretending that he didn't really want a kid, he was honest with God. What fears do you need to express to God? Talk to me, somebody. What fears do you need to express with God? What do you fear that you've been wanting for so long that you don't think that God can do it for you? Express your fear to God. Talk to him like you talk to your homies. Talk to God like you talk to your girlfriend. Talk to God and tell God what you need and what you want. Stop perping. Let God know what you need. Amen. God is the only one that can change your story. You might think you can change your story, because if you try, you will stumble and fall. And you might end up in a hole that you don't even want to be in. And then it might be too late. Amen. You have to be flexible. Abraham made a shift in how he thought about God. That little paradigm shift. It wasn't just about what he could get from God anymore, but he decided that to trust God and serve him, even if it meant not having kids on his time. Amen. So you might not have what you want right there. You might not have what you want, you know, a year from now. But you work towards that house. You work towards that car. You work towards that promotion. You work towards in finding a good wife. You work towards in finding yourself. Because once you find yourself and find God, you're going to find what you need that God has in store for you. Amen. You got to be flexible. You can't call yourself being hardcore, because you're going to end up on the wrong side of the fence. Amen. In Romans 12:2, it says, "So I beg you, brothers and sisters," and I'm begging you right now while I'm talking to you. I'm trying to express what God can do to change your story. "Because of the great mercy God has shown us, offer your lives and living sacrifice to him." That's what you got to offer. An offer that is only for God and pleasing to him. Consider what he has done, how he had brought you thus far. Amen. It is only right that you should worship him in this way. Don't change yourself to be like the people of this world, but let God change your story. Let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Let him renew your mind. Then you will be able to understand and accept what God wants for you. You will be able to know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect in his sight. Amen. We talk about let God change your story. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Do let God do it. Let God change it. Faith. You got to have faith. You got faith of a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed is? You know, you have to have faith. You know, after you admit your fears and change in your thinking by being flexible, Abraham made a decision to believe God promised about his destiny for him. Do you believe your emotion more than what God says in the Bible? Do you? Got to have faith. You got to have faith. Amen. In Romans 4:18, it says, "So when God told Abraham that he would give him a son who would have many descendants and become a great nation, Abraham believed God, even though such a promise just couldn't come to pass. And because his faith was strong, he didn't worry about the fact that he was too old to be a father at the age of 100, and that Sarah, his wife, at 90, was also much too old to have a baby." Do you hear me? Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. And they waited. Too many of these young kids now having a baby at 16. They couldn't wait for God to change their story. They want to change it and be growing themselves. Whoa. Hey, man, I hope you're listening to me. But Abraham never doubted. He believed God for his faith and trust. Grew ever stronger. And he praised God for this blessing even before it happened. So we must thank God for that house. We must thank God for the lady of our life. We must thank God for what we want and desire. Thank him now, even though you don't have it. You want to thank him. I mean, you would be reasonable in your thanking, but you want to thank him. Amen. And he was completely sure that God was well able to do anything he promised. And because of Abraham's faith, God forgave his sins and declared him not guilty. Amen. How many times have we heard so many of our people that we know that goes to jail and because of their faith, you see when they come out after spending 30 years in jail, talking about, I never lost faith. I knew God was going to do it. I mean, my faith carried me on. You know, God said, man, I've been an addict for so long. God brought me out and look at me now. I'm a counselor. I'm helping others. I was an alcoholic. I'm helping others. Amen. I was a thief, but I'm helping others. Don't lose your faith. God can do it. Now, this wonderful statement that he was accepted and approved through his faith. Allow God to work through your faith. Surrender your heart to God. Wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was for us. It was for us, assuring us that God will accept us in the same way he accepted Abraham. When we believe the promise of God who brought back Jesus, our Lord and Savior, from the dead. I mean, we have so much to be thankful of. For those of you that's healthy and walking right and walking straight and seeing right and hearing right and talking right, be grateful. Be thankful. Your health is good. Be great. Be thankful for what God can do for you. Amen. Because our God is an awesome God, and he reigns forever and ever. Amen. God is just a good God. God is just so awesome. Lord is so good. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to turn to you in my weakness. God, by doing so, I know that true strength happens. Please help me to rest in this knowledge as I journey with you on this road of change. Through your power, your might, your grace, your love, Lord, just help cover everyone on this line. To God, every listening audience, cover their families, their jobs, their neighbors. Lord, just cover them every step of the way. Order their steps. Cover them while they're driving, traveling, whatever it may be. Cover them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. 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 God is just so good. I'm going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Knox. Have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm not just saying it for it to be saying it. I want to encourage you to praise the Lord. Praise him in your spirit. Just begin to tell him thank you. Just begin to tell him thank you. Just begin to tell him thank you. When you tell God thank you because he had his grace and mercy upon you that you are still here in the land of the living, that he looked beyond our faults to see our needs so that we can become what he wants us to become, and it's all for someone else. So God is changing your story. It's not by accident, hallelujah. It's not by accident that we're dealing with COVID-19, hallelujah. It's not by accident that we are dealing with our current president, hallelujah. As I said on yesterday, the heart of the king is in God's hand. He's like a puppet on a string. God moves his head whichever way he pleases. It's not by accident. All of these things is to change your story. All of these acts is to change my story. Yes, yes, God is changing your story. So don't complain, don't murmur, don't fret. Enjoy the process, because understand that it's in the process that we're developed. You know how when you're baking a cake, it's through the heat that the cake is baked. Amen. It's in the furnace that the gold is made pure. It's the process. God is changing our story, and it's going to work together for our good. All things are working together for our good. And I want to thank you for just seeing that there's a brighter day ahead. Keep focused. Keep focusing on the end of the story. Because at the end of the book, at the end of the story, is yes and amen. Amen. So begin to rejoice and tell God, thank you. Thank you, because heaven is your home. Thank you. And I want to thank Elder for releasing the word of God and allowing God to use him as he does. And as God is changing not just your story, God is changing our story. Why? It has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with you, 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 and you. So it's about others. Remember that. So always take yourself out of the equation. And ask the Lord, how can I be used according to the needs of others? Amen, amen. We want to thank you for joining in. We want to thank you for tuning in, those that are on www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, Kingdom Builders Development, where we're going to another level. We're taking it to another place. In the things of the kingdom, amen. We have a new, hallelujah, a brand new marketing director. And I'm telling you, she's going to take, as God lead her, she's going to take this ministry, this radio broadcast, to another level. I want to give the call of salvation, because I understand that all of this is to bring others to the kingdom. So it's like ABC. ABC is simple. If you accept God and you believe and you confess, it's just that simple. I accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior. He is the Son of God. And I believe that he died and he rose again and he's coming back for me. And I confess it with my mouth and I believe it in my heart. I am saved. The Bible says it is so. So if you are going to accept Christ, I ask you to confess the story of Jesus Christ. And then we welcome you into the family. If you need a Bible, give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. We'll even provide you with a package. We'll give you the things, the tools you need to move forward, to understand the things of the kingdom. And the angels are rejoicing. And all of those that are sewing into the broadcast, again, we want to thank you. We want to thank you that you have been faithful in sewing you're sowing where you're growing. You're sowing where you're going. Amen. www.giveify.com. That is G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. It's simple. I don't mind asking. The Bible says, ask and you shall be given. The Bible says, seek and you shall find, knock. Hallelujah. And the door shall be open. So anything you stand in need of, don't be too proud to beg. As Elder mentioned, and you know, I just hear it in my spirit when he made that statement. I heard somebody say, I ain't begging nobody. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. You might have to beg for someone's life. You might have to beg for some things, spiritual things. You might have to stand proxy and intercede. Amen. You might have to plead a case. I beg people to come to Christ. And I am not too proud to beg. It's about your salvation. It's about eternal life. We're not doing this to go through the motion. We could be doing a whole lot of things, and so could you. We want to release others from prison. And that's when Elder was talking about 2 Kings, being set free. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to hold you, but I am. I'm going to hold you dear in our hearts that you tell this story. When you see others that you know that they'll miss the kingdom, that you know that they'll miss eternal life, begin to intercede. Begin to stand proxy with them or for them and watch God change things. He'll do it. I tell you, he will do it. So I want to thank you. As Minister Cherie, she will be reaching out to all of our radio hosts. She will be reaching out to our new program, and she will be giving you our new format. We're taking it to another level where we're doing our YouTube channel. We're streaming live with backdrops and all of that good stuff. So I'm excited about it because I understand that we are in transition for the master's use. Amen. So we want to say, remember, everything that happened, I want you to look for the good because there's some good in it. God, hallelujah. God is changing your story. So when the devil try to make you feel condemned, I want you to tell them, God is changing my story. No matter what they think, God is changing my story. You know, I once ministered in a pulpit at this visiting church, and I remember I heard the Lord say, and he showed me exactly who it was. He said, this lady remembered you how you used to be. And she has spread this throughout the congregation. And I'm thinking, really, Lord? Now, you reveal this to me while I'm getting ready to preach. And the Lord said, but I want you to openly tell her that God has changed your story and God has changed you. And I did that. And I'm telling you, when I was open enough to do that publicly and asked her to forgive me if I'd ever offended her, I saw a shift. Hallelujah. So if you desire some things to change, don't be too proud to ask others to forgive you. Don't be too proud to stand in proxy for someone because God wants to change their story too. Amen. God bless everyone. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank you for being faithful to the things of the kingdom. And I want you to come in and walk with us and run with us as we fight the good fight of faith, as we go about this journey to win souls to Christ. Don't be discombobulated with what's going on in this highly political climate. Don't be moved. Everything that you hear, I want you to find something good in it. Crush that devil. Crush the demon. And I want you to keep them focused on the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. Tell them that's a story, but God got the end of the thing. Tell them to turn to Revelation, the last page in the Bible. and tell them that we win. Amen. 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 I'm excited and delighted to end our Elders broadcast with God is changing your story. Amen. Victory belongs to you. So begin to laugh, pray, enjoy life, look forward to what God is about to do. And tell the devil, I won't go back. I won't go back, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Those chains have been lifted. And now God is getting ready to bless your seed. Now God is getting ready to bless your children's children. Even before they're born, it's happening right now. Amen, amen, amen. But Father, we thank you for this time with you, that we're truly lost without you. We thank you for changing our story. We thank you for giving us the faith to know that we can speak a thing and it shall be established. We thank you for choosing us to be vessels to preach and teach your word, God. We thank you, Father, that you look beyond our faults and you see our needs. We thank you, Father, that we yield to your voice and we only move at your command. We ask you to forgive us so that we can continue this race, and we will forgive others so that you can hear and answer our prayers. So in the mighty master's name of Jesus, we thank you that we're covered with the blood of Jesus as we go out to do your work. And as my mother say, to do your bidding. Amen, amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We bless you. And I want you to tell somebody today, with all that money you got in the bank, that you don't know how much time you have, but you know how much money you have. Tell them, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Bless you and have a terrific, awesome, blessed rest of your evening. God bless you.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the street day and night, that's my life, that's my home. ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the street telling the people about Jesus, from corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say I'm a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord save. Your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your soul. Ooh. And in many ways, I feel just like an old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, Mama and Daddy raised me up on the real deal, and that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody, nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can tell.